The restaurant grew silent. I cursed myself for losing control and creating a scene, and I tried not to look at the boy as I paid my check and walked out without touching my food. I felt ashamed for both of us. How strange it is that people of honest feelings and sensibility, who wouldn't take advantage of a man born without arms or legs or eyes, how such people think nothing of abusing a man born with low intelligence. It infuriated me to remember that not too long ago I, like this boy, had foolishly played the clown. And I had almost forgotten. Only a short time ago, I learned that people laughed at me. Now I can see that unknowingly I joined them in laughing at myself. That hurts most of all. I've often reread my early progress reports and seen the illiteracy, the childish naivete, the mind of low intelligence peering from a dark room through the keyhole at the dazzling light outside. In my dreams and memories, I've seen Charlie smiling happily and uncertainly at what people around him were saying. Even in my dullness, I knew I was inferior. Other people had something I lacked, something denied me. In my mental blindness, I had believed it was somehow connected with the ability to read and write, and I was sure that if I could get those skills, I would have intelligence, too. Even a feeble-minded man wants to be like other men. A child may not know how to feed itself or what to eat, yet it knows hunger. This day was good for me. I've got to stop this childish worrying about myself, my past, and my future. Let me give something of myself to others. I've got to use my knowledge and skills to work in the field of increasing human intelligence. Who is better equipped? Who else has lived in both worlds? Tomorrow I'm going to get in touch with the board of directors at the Wellberg Foundation and ask for permission to do some independent work on the project. If they'll let me, I may be able to help them. I have some ideas. There is so much that can be done with this technique if it's perfected. If I could be made into a genius, what about the more than 5 million mentally retarded in the United States? What about the countless millions all over the world and those yet unborn destined to be retarded? What fantastic levels might be achieved by using this technique on normal people, on geniuses? There are so many doors to open. I am impatient to apply my own knowledge and skills to the problem. I've got to make them all see that this is something important for me to do. I'm sure the Foundation will grant me permission. But I can't be alone anymore. I have to tell Alice about it.